And let me start out by saying, first of all, the introduction of the plan really is meant to be the start of a conversation about tax reform on our side, or the continuation of one, really, because the governor has filed her plan for tax reform already. Here's why tax reform is necessary in the first place. Our tax code right now is a convoluted mess of deductions, exemptions, and credits that have been granted to try and keep businesses in the state or lure certain businesses into the state. And the reason we've had to implement all these different deductions and credits and exemptions is because our tax rates are high. Our corporate tax rate is the highest in the country. Our personal income tax rate is the fifth highest in the country. Now, yes, we have federal deductibility, which causes us to increase our rates higher, but nobody really pays attention to that. And some of you may be asking, what is federal deductibility? Basically, what that is it means you can deduct from your Iowa income the amount of federal income tax that you pay. So in years like this, when there's a federal tax cut, you're deducting less from your Iowa income, which means you're paying more tax on your Iowa income. So what we want to do in our plan is use that additional state revenue to buy down, to eliminate federal deductibility and buy down tax rates. That will make us more competitive at first blush with businesses who want to come here, with individuals who want to come here or want to stay here and start a family and have enough money to pay off student loans, buy a house, whatever they want to do. The second part of our plan calls for simplification. And what we mean by that is we fully couple with the federal tax code. So instead of having to fill out your federal tax return and then fill out a completely new Iowa tax return in order to find out what your adjusted gross income is for Iowa, you just take a number from your federal tax return, plug it into Iowa, and you can calculate your tax from that without having to do a lot of calculations before you get to the AGI, or the adjusted gross income number. So it'll be a lot simpler and faster to prepare your own taxes. That's better for families, that's better for small businesses. They have to spend less time and fill out less paperwork in order to file their Iowa tax return. The other component of our plan is modernization. We want to modernize our sales tax code to be fair to Main Street businesses. A lot of Main Street businesses are losing sales right now to internet retailers who don't live in the state and who don't charge income tax. And that's not fair to the mom and pop stores and the Main Street businesses who invest a lot of time and sweat equity into their businesses. So we modernize the sales tax code so that we're capturing more sales tax revenue from online sales. The other part of our plan is a phase out of tax credits. Our lower rates will be a lot more attractive and will do more to keep businesses here and attract businesses to our state than this hodgepodge of tax credits, deductions, and exemptions. And we simply don't believe we will need them anymore. So we're calling for a phase out of a lot of tax exemptions and tax credits. Hey, Ted. So that's a component of our plan. Randy Feenstra, the Ways and Means Chair, has worked closely with the Department of Revenue to get an idea of what the revenue impact will be. It looks like the revenue impact for the first year will be about $300 million. For the second year, our initial estimate is it'll be closer to a billion, is what we say in our press release, but you got to offset that with sales tax revenue that we'll be receiving and less money that we'll be paying out for tax credits, deductions, and exemptions. Now, as I mentioned, this is a continuation of a conversation. I am under no illusion that if we pass this bill in the Senate and send it over to the House, that they're going to accept everything in it. What we will most likely end up having to do is phase in the tax reductions and the elimination of federal deductibility. As the House, I believe, is considering as they look at the governor's plan, and do some other things. I don't think we can even pass the bill until we get a fiscal note. And I also want to stress that what's important to us too, and to me in particular, is to make sure that we continue to fund education, Medicaid, public safety, and other state services. We're not going to jeopardize those for our tax bill. We've already committed to spend an additional $50 million for K-12 education. So the sticker shock of our plan may look big, but we're realistic in knowing that we are going to have to negotiate a final arrangement with the House and with the governor, and that we're going to have to meet our obligations as well.
Okay, so Scott was kind enough to remind me that I blew past my own rules and that we were going to allow these gentlemen to make some opening remarks and tell us what was going on. So let's back up the ship a little bit. And Charles, since you started already, you want to just roll into that and maybe talk a little bit more broadly about what you see for 2018 session here, any other topics you might want to touch on before we open the floor again to questions. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Actually, the first thing I was going to talk about was our tax bill. Good. So I'll just repeat everything I just said. obviously, that is going to be a big issue this year. It's going to be one of the top priorities. The governor, the House, the Senate all want to get something done on that to make our state more competitive and to bring our tax code into the 21st century. Aside from that, mental health is going to be a big issue this year as well. There's a bill alive in both chambers that would set up six regional access centers. Those access centers would be funded from reserves that the different mental health regions currently have. And we passed in the Senate unanimously last week a bill that would require K-12 teachers to have some kind of training on suicide awareness and prevention. There'll be other issues that come up for mental health throughout the session. There are some other mental health issues included in the bill that I just mentioned. I'm not as familiar with that bill as I am with the tax bill or with the budget. So I'll leave that to Chris and Bob to elaborate more on. So those are really the two main things that I wanted to talk about in my opening remarks. I want to thank you all for coming here. It's an honor to serve in the Iowa Senate and to have conversations with constituents, whether we agree on an issue or not. Most of the people I run into are very pleasant, even when we disagree on an issue, and I welcome any kind of feedback or criticism that people may have. Chris?
Yeah, well, thanks everyone for coming out. I always appreciate the conversation a little bit. Charles outlined, the Senate tax bill, and just to touch on that, I think that's the big issue that's before the legislature right now. The House took a little bit different direction on that. The governor had a big bill that she spent a lot of time working on, and the Senate has spent a lot of time working on their bill they rolled out. And we thought we really don't need three different bills running through the building. So governor's bill came out, so we decided that was going to be the starting off point for what we're going to do on that. And with regard to tax reform, our thing is we agree, I think, conceptually that federal deductibility and what happened to the federal tax code result in actually an Iowan's tax liability going up. And so that money should not necessarily go to growing government, but let's find ways to return that back to the taxpayers. And I think some of the other things that Charles touched on, you know, the Main Street fairness and federal deductibility and the simplification are all things that we conceptually agree in. I haven't had a chance to actually go over the Senate's bill. I saw that outline summary that came out, I think, on Wednesday. And so, as Charles said, I think there's a fiscal note forthcoming and see a balance sheet, figure out how it works on. So we just haven't really had a chance to digest all of it, because I think it's 100 and some pages long as any tax bill would be. So we're working through all of that. The thing that, and Charles said, you know, his main thing is the budget, and that's something that House Republicans are concerned